is a waived 31-412A hearing for David Bond, ADC number 170053, before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency to consider regular parole, absolute discharge, and home arrest. I would like to introduce the members of the board conducting the hearing today. In the hearing room, we have Reverend Mr. Michael Johnson, Reverend Lucille Rittenhouse, Reverend David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead. I will begin the hearing with a summary. Mr. Bond is 66 years old. The crime of attempt to commit molestation of a child, a dangerous crime against children, occurred on or about November 1995. He was approximately 42 years old at the time of the incident events. He pled guilty to two counts of said violations on September 10th, 2002, and was sentenced to 13 years imprisonment and lifetime probation. He was released from the Department of Corrections to probation on 2011, and he violated his conditions on October 6, 2012, that is the consumption of alcohol. On December 4, 2012, he was sentenced to 10 years imprisonment. The original second count, the sentence end date of June 13, 2022. He has an out-of-state criminal history, which includes arrests for escape, burglary, theft, possession of a deadly weapon, and he has two felony convictions. I'll read the summary of the current offense in question. Mr. Bond stood accused of five crimes of molestation of a child and seven crimes of sexual conduct of a minor. The charges identified the victims, each a young girl, and alleged Bond committed the crimes in 1993, 1994, 1995, 1996, and 1997. Both previous plea agreement admitting he attempted to commit the crime charge in count one and attempted to commit the crime charged in count 11. According to Mr. Bond's institutional progress report, he's had moderate programming in the Arizona Department of Corrections with sex offender treatment. He did not submit a release plan. He has had low discipline with his last ticket upheld a minor on September 2nd, 2010 from Madrid, which was prior to his release to probation. This appears to be his eighth hearing before the board. He has no letters of support in his parole request packet. We do have a letter dated March 21st, 2019 from the Yuma County Attorney's Office opposing the parole. I will now go into discussion. Based on the serious and deviant nature of the incident offense and his unwillingness to abide by the rules of adult probation, I do not believe that the supervised release of Mr. Bond would further the interests of justice, nor do I believe that he would adhere to the conditions of supervised release. If that's where, pardon me, I will begin the discussion. Hearing no further input from my colleagues, I am going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is regarding Mr. David Bond, ADC number 170053. My motion is to deny regular parole, absolute discharge, parole arrest, and based on the year of the offense, that is November 1995, I am requesting the 1 year set off, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson and the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse. That's for the 1 year set off. Release that denied for Bowman 411 HA. Reasons for denial. Serious and violent offense, serious and deemed offense, trauma to the victim, pain to the victim, serious bodily injury, multiple victims, bodily violation of previous probation. Prior criminal history. No family or community support system, and do my colleagues wish to add anything else? So this will be my hearing to close, and I want to thank my colleagues.